Ben and Jake, Freddie and Anna, are Oxford undergraduates with impeccable lineage. According to Good Society, a complete manual of manners published in 1869, the best accent is taught at Eton and Oxford. Ben and Jake score top marks then.
I think when people get to university, they either, from public schools, they either start speaking possibly more posh or go completely the other way and shun their roots, their rich background roots. I didn't.
People, of course, sound differently in their own heads.
Catherine Whitehorn did shun her roots, to some degree at least. Educated at Rodin, from which she ran away, and at Marlborough, pronounced Marlborough by those in the know, her career in journalism and her left-wing views marked her out from her contemporaries.
I always think I sound incredibly la-da-da over the radio, and it doesn't sound like that inside my head. But I can tell other people what I sound like inside my own head, because what I sound like inside is exactly the way my brother sounds outside. So I'll try and imitate him. He keeps doves. He said, "The way they bring up their children appeal to you, Catherine, I think. They are the only bird that actually feeds its young with milk from its beak, and after a bit they get tired of doing that, and they push them off the shelf, and they've got between there and the ground to learn to fly, after which they're not allowed to come back and fly with the flock until they become self-supporting."
Public school is particularly interesting because, of course, it's a segregated environment.
Linda Muggleston.
And so, with the rise of improved communication, people tended to, you know, travel quite a long way to deposit their offspring at various schools. They were seen as statusful places at which to say, right, I have left my child at Eton or Westminster or whatever, much as parents sometimes do today. And in these schools, according to 19th century accounts by the people who went there, it was very, very important to conform. If you didn't conform, you could have a pretty miserable life.
You would be bullied and ostracised, as we...
You could well be. I mean,
Thomas Arnold wrote in 1850, "At no place or time in life are people so much the slaves of custom as boys at school."
Absolutely. And that goes through into accounts of the early 20th century as well. Dodie Smith, who wrote 101 Dalmatians, was sent off, complete with broad Lancashire accent, to St Paul's Girls' School. And upon uttering her first words, someone said to her, "Oh, you do talk in a rather funny way." And she said, "Yes, it's Lancashire." And the girl apparently replied, "Oh, heavens,